identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Baby, I will climb the empty solely to come freckles on your body. Never could have.
Hey, it's Mike McKay from the 105.7 CFW Morning Show. Want to say thanks for listening, and also hopefully you're having a great Thanksgiving day. Enjoy time with family and friends, all right? And don't talk about politics. Just enjoy the food.
Entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight.
Place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Cherry ice cream smile. Jay Roberts from 105.7 CFW. Now, it is Thanksgiving. That means you should eat everything in sight. Don't hold back today. You got to have, you know, those extra pounds to resolve to lose after the 1st of January when the holidays are over. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
I want you to want me.
CFW.
We're running with the shadows of the night. So baby, take my hand, it'll be alright. Surrender all your dreams to me tonight. They'll come true in the
world, it's a cold world when you keep it all to yourself. I said you can't hide on the inside all the pain you've ever felt.
Ransom my heart.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Don't tell me 'cause.
words. So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Time to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
Well, I guess it would be nice
I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. Because I got to go with the faith. I got to have faith, the faith, the faith. Baby! I know you're asking me to stay. Say please, please, please don't go away. You say I'm giving you the blues. Maybe. You mean every word you say. I can't help but think of yesterday. And another who tied me down to love a boy rules.
Before this river becomes an ocean. Before you throw my heart back on the floor. Oh, baby, I'll reconsider.
'90s and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The ink wasn't yet dry on the Indian Citizens Act of 1924 when voter suppression of Native Americans began. Natives have been fighting for their right to register and vote, proper representation, and fair voting districts ever since. The Brennan Center for Justice writes that for decades, Arizona disenfranchised Native Americans because they were, quote, persons under guardianship. New Mexico's constitution stipulated that people who didn't pay taxes, including natives on reservations, could not vote. The Voting Rights Act of 1965 prohibited these suppression tactics, but the U.S. Supreme Court's 2013 Shelby decision opened a floodgate of new native suppression in Arizona, Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Nevada, and other states. Recently, proof of citizenship and voter ID laws have targeted natives, some of whom don't have an ID or live in remote areas without street numbers. Counties have used at-large voting districts to dilute native voting power or remove drop boxes or polling places, forcing voters to drive sometimes more than 100 miles to vote. What can be done? The federal Native American Voting Rights Act is stuck in Congress, but New Mexico passed its own version in 2023. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act restores protections stripped from the 1965 Voting Rights Act, and the Freedom to Vote Act would expand voting access for all Americans. We have resources at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Travelers are expected to fill Wisconsin roads and airports in record numbers this Thanksgiving holiday, according to AAA Wisconsin officials. Nearly 1.6 million Wisconsinites will leave home this holiday week, an all-time high, as numbers continue to rebound after the COVID-19 pandemic. Nationally, AAA officials expect more than 8 million people to travel, the most since 2019. If turkey makes you tired, there's action on TV. Here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
A tradition continues with an expanded football schedule this holiday weekend, including games on Black Friday. Football and Thanksgiving have been served up together for more than 140 years, the first featuring college teams, Yale and Princeton. The NFL took over the holiday games in 1920. By the 1930s, Detroit became the regular host to these yearly games. This year, Green Bay hosts the Miami Dolphins at Lambeau Field on Thanksgiving night. So far, the Packers' record during these holiday matchups, 15 wins, 20 losses, and 2 ties. I'm Terry Barr.
Millions of Americans will spend Thanksgiving with relatives for the first time since the election, who may be on the other side of the political divide. Experts have some advice. Emma Nadler is a therapist, speaker, and author of the book, The Unlikely Village of Eden. She suggests that people consider what their overall goal is for the gathering and the relationships and respond accordingly.
When you feel yourself getting angry, frustrated, take a few seconds to consider, how do I honor my purpose here?
The group Braver Angels promotes civil political discussions. Find out where the other person is coming from. Try to not put them on the defensive and look for common ground. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Great travel weather for the holiday weekend, but it is going to be cold today. Mostly cloudy. A few flurries this afternoon with a high of only 25 today. Tonight, breezy 13. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy high of 20. And we're going to keep it that way. Partly cloudy in the low 20s right on through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22. CFW.
CFW. like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned on.
Starting right now.
I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes, 'cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me. Losing friends and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep, I say I'm in too deep.
In too deep.
And it's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe, yeah, I still believe.
Thanksgiving from all of us here at CFW. I'm Laura McKenna, and it has been my pleasure sharing all those in the kitchen tips with you. The Mama Linda's broccoli casserole, the sweet potato bake. You can claim them as your own. Like, oh yeah, I just make this all the time. It's a family tradition. It is in the McKenna house, and I am glad to share anytime. Check out the blog for more in the kitchen tips, always at WCFW.fm.